This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palka. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has arrived in Mexico.
I'm very clear about what our role and responsibility is. We need to address the root causes, also the acute causes, those that are more recent, but also the longstanding issues like corruption. That probably is any subject that I discussed today with all of the groups. Probably the number one issue aside from vaccines and the pandemic.
The VP is closing out her first foreign trip today as she visits Mexico and meets with President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. He's a key but complicated ally in the Biden administration's efforts to curb the spike in migration at the U.S. border. López Obrador committed in a previous virtual meeting with Harris that the U.S. can count on us to help address the issue of irregular migration. But the Mexican president has in the past blamed President Joe Biden for the increase in migration at the border. The day before, the vice president offered an optimistic outlook for improved cooperation with Guatemala on the addressing the spike in migration to the U.S. But after her meeting with Guatemala's president Monday, Harris also delivered a direct warning to migrants considering making the trek.
The United States will continue to enforce our laws and secure our border. There are legal methods by which migration can and should occur. But we, as one of our priorities, will discourage illegal migration.
This is VOA News. The Biden administration has identified more than 3,900 children who were separated from their parents at the U.S.-Mexico border under the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy. Officials said today its Family Reunification Task Force identified 3,913 children, almost all of whom were separated from July 1, 2017, to the end of Trump's presidency in January. The task force report provides one of the most detailed accounts of a policy that was widely denounced. Although the task force says it identified nearly all the children, it also said it would review an additional 1,723 cases that would raise the total closer to the American Civil Liberty Union's tally of 5,636. Biden administration has promised to reunite children who are still separated from their parents, but the pace has so far been slow. The U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan is more than half done, and U.S. officials say that while it would be completed by July the 4th, the final exit of equipment and troops more likely will be later in the summer. As early as this week, the top U.S. commander for the Middle East, General Frank McKenzie, will give Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin a range of U.S. military options to secure the American embassy in Afghanistan and to provide counterterrorism support from outside the country once all the troops have left. Russian dissidents are urging the West to take a tougher action against President Vladimir Putin, saying it is in the West's own self-interest to adopt a more decisive strategy against the Kremlin or pay a higher price. In the run-up to this week's G7 summit in Cornwall, England, and ahead of next week's scheduled June 16th meeting in Geneva between Joe Biden and President Putin, opponents of the Russian leader are stepping up their entreaties for a more forward-leaning Western strategy. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports a bipartisan Senate report released today into the Capitol breach in January by supporters of former President Trump includes new details.
The report released today details sweeping failures around the January 6th attack on the Capitol, but does not delve into the role played by former President Trump. The bipartisan review found broad government, military, and law enforcement missteps before the attack. It also found a breakdown within multiple intelligence agencies and a lack of training and preparation. The senators criticized the FBI and Homeland Security for downplaying online threats and for not issuing formal intelligence bulletins. The report recommends giving the Capitol Police Chief more authority, giving better equipment to law enforcement, and streamlining intelligence gathering.
Via remote, I'm Joe Palka, VOA News.